Wow. Ask Alex. Usually there's some, like, you know, weird questions are funny, but I don't think I've heard of anything like this. It's like on a criminal level at like the college age. This is going on somewhere in Indiana. What was her name? Kaylee?
That's her fake name. Yeah, she wanted a fake name and used the voice changer. Clearly, you can tell this is very serious and she's very nervous about asking for advice, but she feels like she really needs it.
But her sorority that she's in, I guess she's like a younger person in it, they're trying to raise money, and the way they're doing it is I swear, I've seen this in a movie almost before.
I've never seen this in any movie.
No, I swear it's a movie, but they're tricking guys like other what are the guys, like, if you're not in a sorority,
you're in a fraternity,
they're tricking them into thinking that they're actually pregnant, and they want these girls to go sleep with all these guys and fake being pregnant, and then say, oh, I have to have an abortion,
right? And so they get these fraternity brothers to give them abortion money, and then the seniors are getting these other girls in the sorority to put that fake abortion money into the sorority for things like social media videos and parties and things like that.
Don't, like, sororities have, like, standards and, like, you know, pride and all that? Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our social media this morning?
Jen says guys talk, they will get caught for sure. And then Sandy says, this is serious. What if one of the guys took it so hard he did something terrible to himself?
Well, that's what she said. One guy was crying.
Yeah, because he thought, like, please don't kill my child. Like, he was upset.
If my wife, different than college, if my wife Lindsay is pregnant, she's like, oh, I'm not going to keep the baby. I would, like, be mortified.
Right, you'd be really devastated.
I'm like,
sure,
you're not killing my baby.
I think we found out what this sorority is called, actually. I think it's Kappa Kappa Cray Cray.
Let's talk to Jamie on line one this morning. Jamie on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your thoughts on Ask Alex this morning?
Okay, so I am really amped up about this whole thing. I'm in a sorority here in Indiana, too, and I honestly cannot believe what is going on.
Do they do things like this to raise money? Like, no, I'm not saying,
no,
like, fake being pregnant, but do you guys do things to try to pay for the things you want?
No, every chapter does, like, a budget the semester before, and we pay dues.
What school do you go to, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I'd rather keep all that private.
Okay.
But just how the women are handling this, like, this is not what Greek life is and what sororities should be doing. And what the reason they're doing this, too, is completely, like, screwed up. They're focused on their PR stuff, like, making all of their stuff, like, cute and pretty and professional. Like, that's all great, but at the end of the day, they should be focusing on sisterhood and their values, because what they're doing is completely disrespectful, not only to their national organization, but to Greek life in general.
What would you do if you were in the situation of Kaylee? What would you do?
I would confront the seniors who were doing this, and I would tie it all back to, this is not why we're here. Like, this is wrong. Like, this is disrespectful.
Like, and what if they take it out on Kaylee and are like, fine then, and then they make her life miserable?
Well, the thing is, I honestly, if it were me, like, I wouldn't want to be a part of an organization that was doing things like that.
Yeah.
And that hurts me, because I love my organization so much, but I don't know if I could wear the same letters as women who thought this was okay.
Strong points.
Jamie, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to, is this Kira? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about Ask Alex today? Kaylee's sorority is running a fake abortion scheme, and the whole reason they're doing that is to raise money.
Yeah, that is so messed up. I'm in a sorority at Ball State here in Indiana as well, and I've never even heard of something so absurd. It literally sounds like it should be in a movie, because it's so messed up, and it breaks my heart, because people are listening who aren't in Greek life, and that's their new perception of, like, what Greek life is, and it's just not what it's supposed to be about.
I hope that's not the perception, because, like, I don't know a lot about Greek life, but I never thought, oh, you know what they like to do to raise money, you know, like, I never thought that myself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just can't, it's really sad that people are going to start thinking about it that way, because I love my sorority. Those girls are, like, my best friends. They really are, like, my sisters.
What do you think about this? Okay, and I mean, I'm not accusing anything, but I'm just saying, do you think it's possible that a sorority at your school at Ball State is involved? Because she said it's not in Indy, but it's in Indiana. It's one of the bigger schools in Indiana, but not in Indy metro area. So do you think this could be going on in Ball State in your same Greek community possibly? Or do you think no way?
I would like to think no way. I mean, I don't want to say that. And then, I mean, I think that Ball State Greek life is just so close in general. And it's not a huge school. And I have friends in every sorority. Honestly.
I was going to say, because it has to be three schools, right? It would only be who has big Greek life on campus in Indiana, mm-hmm. IU, Ball State, and Purdue would be the only three, right?
What I'm not too sure. Yeah. Like, what about like down in Evansville? You got a couple of colleges down there.
Yeah, but those aren't as big of universities for Greek life, I don't think.
I don't know much about it at all. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in. We're going to get to more calls. 317-239-1009.